Mention the name Indiana Jones and most credible archaeologists will roll their eyes or inwardly cringe. They've been fighting the stereotype of the swashbuckling treasure hunter for decades. Archaeology, you see, is a serious science. And to find out more, I've been invited to a special dig in the Hamersley Ranges of the Pilbara, about an hour and a half from Newman. It's vast ironstone country with mountains of red rock dotted with green spinifex and eucalypt trees. It's on land leased by mining giant BHP Billiton, and it's about 10 kilometres from the company's open-cut iron ore mine, known as Mining Area C.
Let's just bag it up rather than sieve it.
But today, at this site, there's a different kind of digging going on. They're using small trowels in a tiny square patch of dirt inside a cave. Dr. Michael Slack is a director of SCARP Archaeology and president of the Australian Archaeological Association.
We're excavating a really exciting site that we came to a couple of years ago. It's a cave that dates back at least 31,000 years before present, and maybe even older. We're extending our area that we're excavated before to try and get down deeper and try to recover more evidence of the past.
The site was discovered 10 years ago by a survey party, Aboriginal traditional owners working with BHP Billiton as part of their mine compliance requirements. The scientists returned and did a test pit, a 1x1 metre patch, digging a few centimetres at a time, which uncovered a treasure trove of stone tool implements.
I remember coming here in about 2011 on a bit of a trip out here, and We'd looked at a bunch of caves out here, and as soon as we got to this one, we thought, wow, we really want to come and do some archaeology here. It's going to be really, really rich, and there's the potential there to tell a really good story about what Aboriginal people were doing over possibly the last, 40,000 years.
Today, they're now extending that test patch. The work is detailed. Every bucket of dirt is carefully weighed and then sifted through. Every item is documented. Garen Smith is a local traditional owner. He's also on site.
That's good. It's good doing work with this, Bob. It's good that they're doing the thing here and getting the records. Absolutely, how old the things are and how many things they find over the years. A lot of other young fellas and older people come out. We all come out. A lot of stories we've been passing from generation to us, and now they're just finding out about it and seeing our knowledge, and we're finding about them, and it's good.
It's believed the cave provided shelter to a family of 8 to 10 people who would stop by every few years to work on their hunting tools, eat kangaroo, and sit by the campfire. It doesn't take long before another discovery confirms the theory.
We'll just do it under small sieves and just see if we get anything out of it later on in the lab, yeah? The guys this morning have just uncovered a really ancient campfire that, given the depth below the surface and the relationship with the stones around it, we think it's potentially around 20,000 years old, which is really exciting. It consists of about, 20 or 30 centimetres of really white fine ash. You can clearly see that it was a campfire. And in the middle of it are little pieces of charcoal that we've been able to collect, and we'll send them off for radiocarbon dating. Just after that, to make it even better, they found flake stone artefacts right next to the charcoal. So we'll get a really good association between people and the campfire itself. So we'll have a really good, clear idea of how old it is.
And the flake stone artefacts is like the cutting instruments for cutting up the meat, I'm assuming.
Possibly. We'll have to have a look at them under the microscope. But yeah, they're the pieces that people were using in the site, yeah.
So this could have been an ancient barbecue setting that you've uncovered.
Definitely something was going on that was a lot of fun. A family sitting around a campfire having a meal, probably.
It's an addictive science, archaeologist Stephanie Vick explains.
I think, as well as I find a certain beauty in them, a big thing for me is when I'm analysing stone and I can work out how someone was working the piece of stone and reducing it down to make a tool, it's a bit of a connection with someone in the past. They spent time sitting there making that tool. It's one moment in time, and then tens of thousands of years later, here I am being able to recreate that. It's you know, you feel a connection to the person that was sitting there making that particular tool, and that's pretty special to me.